It just depends if I would bite down on one
accidentally. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
A few other things. But now peach versus.
I would say a peach stone.
Yeah. Now I would probably say a peach seed. It seems to me I would. But now if you were speaking of the difference in the kind of peaches.
Freestone. It would be a freestone peach. Oh, I like freestone peaches. No, I don't like those. That's my mother. I think I would say, don't put the seeds down to dispose on.
Oh, brother, don't that.
So,
I had a pound of popcorn in the disposal the other day because I caught them. They weren't supposed to be making popcorn. Real quick, she dumped it in the disposal. I had digged
it. I never thought about it.
If you ever want to do something that'll goof it up, do it.
Oh!
It's just the worst thing. I, of course, it was too late then. There's no sense in busting anybody. Except I said,
they didn't grind up, did they?
I jammed the thing, wouldn't grind. I had to get every bit that I could out, and then we reversed it back and forth, and finally got it, Andy got it to go. I was so angry.
Who did it?
Mary Lou. Of course, Mary Lou, was just in absolutely involved, just completely dissolved in tears when I left, because she doesn't ever want me to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't fuss at her, because she gets her feelings right on the sleeve. Mm-hmm. And the first time I say anything cross, she's just gone. So I just, but she's my bright child, and I just, I don't want to discourage her from all. She says the funniest things. She writes real well. She beats Claire. Claire's 2 years older in writing, and yet Claire has great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary Lou is a worker.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes a difference. And Claire is taller than Mary Lou's, built just like I am.
How old is she?
She's 9.
I said something to her the last time. I couldn't believe how much weight she'd gained.
Genius.
I said, Lou, you have gained so much weight. She didn't speak to me for the rest of the day.
Oh, really? That's just like saying you have a
I was just so surprised because I hadn't seen her in 3 or 4 months. And during the summer,
it's just awful,
just
though, Jane. I don't know. Don't you think
and
some children just that way?
They are, and she'll lose it, too.
I want you to handle it very tenderly. This is the first one I've had in 5 years.
And you've got a tag.
Not 5 years, long as that.
Driven from Atlanta today. Today.
Looking at the peaches?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed to call and admit my foolishness. But anyhow, Jane was sweet enough to go over it again. I said, honestly, my husband says, you haven't got nerve enough to call up that lady. I said, yes, I have. And Jimmy says, I just couldn't call my children and ask her again. I said, well, I'll just call myself. Oh, man.
Maybe you had some new pictures in the scrapbook.
No, I'm just stupid enough to take something on top of something else. And that doesn't exactly produce a very good.
No, that does sort of blot out the first one.
Oh, gosh. Dr. Billion said, don't worry, though. He says, I've done everything that could be done 2 or 3 times. And he's a very bright man, so.
Well, I think so too. That is just something that happens.
Well, the way he acts,
maybe
he's
gone to
the cage and throw away the key.
Maybe he's gone to the touchdown club meeting.
Well, I went by there and I wanted to go myself.
What are they doing there tonight?
They're
ironing.
They're weeping.
I bet they are.
Well, I tell you one thing, that Avondale sure did look sick, didn't it? We listened to that on the radio.
Charlie Green, pretty good. Everybody seems to be very happy.
You know what my husband wants
it
to happen? He wants Mr. Bazemore to come in and take Mr. Bud Carson's place. He thinks that would be a very wonderful opportunity for him.
I think he's had opportunities to do that.
Well, believe you me. Somebody said, Carson hadn't been there very long. I said, he's been there
too long.
Entirely too long.
Well,
God, man. But that Bazemore must be a house of fire.
Sure. He is so modest. They interviewed him.
You hear some ugly people on WRNG talking about how it wasn't a fair game and all this kind of stuff. I said, oh,
wasn't a fair game. They didn't see it.
She was just sore because last year,